This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
It's better over here.
AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free. All on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Pay off up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated, where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
He's the only man in history to win a race in a hot dog costume and break the news that Chris Jones is back with the Chiefs.
I'll get on there, Coach.
Yeah, all right.
Here's Nate Taylor from The Athletic.
Sounds like a Tony Hawk pro skater game. Every time I play this, or Mac plays this, Nate Taylor presented by Mark Ferguson. We all make mistakes. Let Mark and his legal team make the best of them. 816-221-1750. Let's start this off quickly, Nate. Congratulations on adding another Taylor to the family, buddy. We got a new child join the household of the Taylor home. Congratulations, my guy.
Thank you. Thank you, Dusty. Thank you, fellas. We've been obviously
and is Dan Kilgore gonna play?
Yeah. Oh, sure. Fine. Yeah. No, we've been waiting a few weeks to share it, and thank you for acknowledging it. Yeah, we're gonna have a baby boy. He might arrive the week of the draft. So
we'll be picking last. It doesn't matter.
Yeah, you already know. Picking 32nd, gonna take a defensive lineman out of somewhere I don't know, and then you know whatever. Yeah.
So it's great. Holly's doing amazing.
Awesome.
It's a great thrill to have this great news.
Damn, so Wimbledon must have been really fun for Nate Taylor.
Hey man, hey, Europe kids. Yeah. Hey, if you want to add to your family, gentlemen, take your wife to Italy. Take your wife to Europe.
I did. We figured out that problem though a long time ago. So yeah, we're good to go.
If Bob's wife is expecting, we got some big problems, man.
Major problems, yeah. So let's look at the game this week. Chiefs underdogs, as we were just kind of talking about. Why do you think they are the underdog in this game?
Oh, I think they're the underdog because people are desperately hoping, wishing, lusting for the Bills to win this game.
Yep.
And I think you guys know this too. Most of us are smart enough to realize that, like, just because the line is set doesn't necessarily mean that's predictive of how the game's going to go. It's some ways designed to get you to bet, right? So I can understand why people were like, oh my God, I get Patrick Mahomes and the Chiefs as an underdog, because we just saw what happened the last time that occurred, right? It was ahead of the San Francisco 49ers game coming off a bye week,
right?
And the Chiefs won handedly, right? Even though, the 49ers had their own issues in terms of injuries. Now, I don't think it'll be that to that degree for the Bills, but look, the Bills are a little banged up as well. They're the home team. This is what the entire season has sort of led to for Buffalo in a lot of ways. And, you know, for everyone else in the AFC, even if you're like Cincinnati or the Chargers or obviously the Baltimore Ravens, you are sending all your, you know, Christmas gifts, your send flowers to the Buffalo Bills in Orchard Park, pleading for them to keep the Chiefs at least in the race, right? Because if they win on Sunday, that theoretically ends the race for the one seed, and now everybody's playing for the two seed to stay away from the Chiefs as far as possible. before, you know, we presume the AFC Championship game. So I think the reason why they're underdogs is, hey, they could have lost last week. They should have lost last week to the Denver Broncos. And by the way, at some point, this team has to lose. And don't you want the Bills to win anyway?
No.
Yeah, man, come on. Give us that money. Put that money down on the table when Patrick Mahomes as an underdog is usually the wrong side to put the money on.
Yeah, he's 11-3. Now, I just received a text from our friend Jimmy Gaffney, Bills fan here in Kansas City. He goes, well, actually, you know, with the 3 points at the home team, so the Chiefs are technically the favorite. Do you guys buy the 3 points anymore for the home team? Is that still a thing? And if that's the case, are the Chiefs really the kind of underdog favorite, if you will?
That is a wonderful point. And so I do appreciate that, because if you're a sharp bettor, if you're someone who's really analyzing the data and obviously how the line is going to move, right? Because I think it originally opened at like
plus one,
maybe Bills. Yeah, plus one. Now it jumps up a little bit. Obviously, that is sort of depending on how the money is swinging from one side to the next. From a sharp betting perspective, yeah, you could say, hey, this is actually in line with more of a pick'em game. Or, yes, Kansas City's kind of the favorite because we feel like this will be a close game. And again, historically, at least for this season, when the Chiefs are in close games, they usually win, which means as of this point, you would probably win the bet, even though the Bills are favored by less than a field goal. So, no, that's a very good point. But this just tells us, too, that, like, these are two of the best three teams in the AFC, right? We have to include Baltimore, even though they've had, I think, more sort of hiccups than the Bills have had this season. And at the same time, too, I do get the sense that, like, both teams want this game to be close, right? You don't want to necessarily show everything because I think you're going to probably see one another down the road in January. And so this is like a lovely, you know, first fight in a round of, you know, maybe two or three where you're like, okay, it's a filling out process, which means one team is probably not going to, like, go balls to the walls. But also because Buffalo is so good at home, as a bettor, you can at least rely upon, hey, Josh Allen and the Bills usually don't get embarrassed at home. But also the Chiefs are very good on the road. And it just makes sense as to why this is probably the most anticipated regular season game of the year.
I think it's interesting, as we talked to Nate Taylor of The Athletic, I kind of dove into some nerdisms of stats, and the Chiefs are number one on third down conversion at a 52% success rate on offense. They're also fifth in the league at giving up only 17 points per game. I guess you'd call it 18 if you round up. But they also are second in the NFL with time of possession. It seems like the boring recipe is the same. Like, I look at the Chiefs and I kind of describe them as like the chocolate chip cookie, right? Like, you're never turning down a chocolate chip cookie, but it's one of the most simplistic, easiest things to win or to make, and yet it always wins. The Chiefs continue to hold on to the ball. They stop teams from scoring, and they convert on third down, which keeps them holding on to the football. They're the chocolate chip cookie of the NFL.
What a great analogy.
Thank you.
Yeah, I mean, you're talking to someone who literally had a chocolate chip cookie last night and was thrilled, not disappointed.
Yeah, you can't. Yeah. Like, even if it's a little, even if it's a little crunchy, like, you know, it goes down to 1 second left in the oven, it's still good. They do the easy, simple things to produce the typical easy product.
Yes, and it's also, I think, something that has been more beneficial to the defense than I think people realize, right? The Chiefs normally do not play from behind, right? That's why it was so impressive what they did on Sunday, even despite the left tackle situation, you know, against the Broncos. Hey, we're down 11 points. It's the biggest deficit of the season. And they just slowly march, you know, they slowly chase the Broncos down. But if you remove that game, the Chiefs have been either tied or leading for the majority of the season, which is one reason why their time of possession actually matters more than, like, say, the average team. Not only are we getting the lead, we're extending the lead, or, hey, if we make a mistake, the next time Patrick Mahomes and the offense gets the ball, we're going right down the field, we're matriculating that thing, we're converting on third down, to your point, Dusty, and we're getting points, whether it's 7 or 3. And that helps the defense because all of a sudden, now, they're not on the field a ton. I think what was so fascinating about the season opener against Baltimore is they played 80 snaps on defense, and Steve Spagnuolo was like, we can't do that ever again this season. So the offense, even though it could be more explosive, right, even though they could be more efficient, particularly in the red zone when you know they're moving the football this, you know, with this much success, it does give the defense time to rest. It does put the pressure on the opposing team's offense because they have the ball less, you know, a less amount of time. And this may be a big part of the, you know, equation or formula to beating Buffalo is if, and this has always been the case with Josh Allen, and even though he's still right now my MVP vote, the book on Josh Allen is get him frazzled, get him to speed up, get him to take unnecessary risk, even though you can still manage the clock in the game in the second half. And that's why he's had trouble, you know, being a little, you know, helter-skelter in a little bit of a frazzled state. Now, it doesn't help when Chris Jones is chasing you either. But I do get the sense that, hey, if the Chiefs have the lead in the third quarter and they've possessed the ball a decent amount more than the Bills, all of a sudden Josh Allen feels pressure. Maybe he takes a risk or a gamble that he doesn't necessarily have to in that moment, but it could be the difference between why you win and why you lose, even though that play did not happen necessarily in the fourth quarter. The Chiefs are one of the best third-quarter teams, because they find what your weakness is, they start to exploit it, and then they also, again, to your point, just keep handing the ball to Kareem Hunt for 4 yards, keep passing the ball to Travis Kelce for 7, and eventually the other quarterback feels like he has to go above and beyond what is normally the case, and that usually means you're leading yourself to more mistakes, which the Chiefs usually capitalize on.
Talk with Nate Taylor, The Athletic, and we were talking earlier about Andy Reid, and you know, the Coach of the Year stuff keeps coming up, and he's clearly the Coach of the Year in the NFL. Anybody else would be uncivilized. And when I look at, you know, what Andy's been able to do, and the reason why he's Coach of the Year is because when they started training camp to where they are right now, like literally everything they worked on in training camp is like, that we're not using any of that. Hollywood's hurt, Rashi Rice is hurt, Pacheco went down. This team is still 9-0, and they're 9-0 because of Andy Reid. And I'm tired, Nate, and you can relay this to all your voters out there that you may know. I'm tired of people taking Andy Reid for granted around this league.
Yeah, but he's a staple now. It's so unfortunate, and you make a great point, Bob, about like, hey, there's no way else that, like, I think there's only one coach in the league who could maybe replicate what Andy Reid and his coaching staff have done. And I think he is probably one of the leading candidates for Coach of the Year, right? I know some people will say, hey, Detroit's had a marvelous season. Everybody loves Dan Campbell. From a personality standpoint, he's obviously in the mix. I think the only coach who could do what Andy Reid has done to a similar degree is Mike Tomlin.
I agree, 100%.
Because I think the reason Mike Tomlin might win the award, more so than Andy Reid, is Mike Tomlin don't have Patrick Mahomes.
Sure.
That's the only difference, kids. He somehow got Justin Fields to be less turnover prone, and then was like, great job, kid. Eat this clipboard. We're putting Russell Wilson back onto the field, who, by the way, had to be humbled quite a bit over the last 2 years. And we're going to actually – I'm going to train and, you know, reposition my team to be most efficient for Justin Fields. And then in the middle of the season, guess what we're going to be, guys? We're going to be a watered-down version of the Legion of Boom Seahawks, which means, hey, we're going to run the ball, we're going to pass rush our asses off, and Russ, I just need two throws over the top to make the other defense honest, and we got enough skill position players that they're going to catch those balls more than the 50-50 ratio allows. So, with all that said, maybe Mike Tomlin gets the Steelers or the Chiefs, if you want to switch swap rosters to like 8-1, 9-0. Here's what Andy Reid doesn't get enough credit for, and I actually wrote about it today in The Athletic, through the lens of DeAndre Hopkins, right? DeAndre Hopkins is a great player. He's been doing this for 11 years, and he acknowledged to us yesterday, nah, man, it's different. Like, there's a standard. Andy is very detail-oriented. He's asking me questions about the entire concept of the play on day one. Like, hey, man, I just got the playbook. Hey, do you understand everything that's going on? Not just your assignment, not just what you and the quarterback are supposed to do, but, like, do you know the protections? Do you know the timing of everything? Are you aware of, like, hey, if Travis Kelce starts to ad-lib, he can either manipulate the defense or it can actually give you more space to work on your route to give yourself more time to be available for Patrick Mahomes? I know DeAndre Hopkins is good, guys, but their offense is really, really complicated. And in 3 games, he now leads all Chiefs receivers in receiving yards in the past 3 games. It's nuts. But that comes down to literally coaching, having the right play calls, knowing what to build on from week 1 to week 2, and then obviously getting the quarterback to not be a frazzled lunatic out there. Guys, I cannot remind you enough that Patrick Mahomes does not have his top three receivers when the season began. His left tackle is a different person literally in the middle of the game, mm-hmm. okay? And sometimes you're going to have a deflection that turns into an interception. Sometimes you're going to have your rookie wide receiver fall down, and it's going to lead to an interception. Sometimes you're going to throw a perfectly gorgeous ball on the sideline, and your rookie wide receiver runs out of bounds. Or he will run the actual right route, and because, again, you've been dealing with an ankle injury, you're frazzled, hell, do I have protection, do I not? You overshoot a pass, and it doesn't even land in the field. It lands out of bounds, so you miss that opportunity for a touchdown. Andy Reid still gets Patrick Mahomes to accept the grind, you know, be willing to make the right decision, even though it may not work more times than not.
This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
It's better over here.
Now at T-Mobile, get four 5G phones on us and four lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated, where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
And guess what? If you're struggling, I will find the right play for you, for Travis, for Kareem, for DeAndre. Again, half these guys ain't even been here for training camp, and they're still undefeated because they have a good defense. And as Andy Reid said on Sunday, I mean, look, they still go through the little things, right? Hey, we're gonna work on field goal block because you never know, because everything matters in this game, because there's so many ways to win, there's so many ways to lose, and my job is to not make you feel like you weren't prepared. So he teaches the coaches how to coach. He is a master of how to get guys motivated. And then also when your quarterback is dealing with chaos, he is an addition to the problem solving more so than, hey, I'm just a guy that says, hey, go out there and try to make it work.
No doubt. Nate Taylor, The Athletic, real quick before you get out of here, you're starting a franchise tomorrow in the NFL. You can't say Patrick Mahomes. Josh Allen or Joe Burrow, who do you take?
Josh Allen, because Josh Allen, almost to a point, is indestructible. Whereas, sadly, Joe Burrow,
that's a good point,
gets hurt. And I just...
You're welcome.
And here's another thing, too. With T. Higgins, Tyler Boyd, and Ja'Marr Chase, I think half the quarterbacks in the league could have similar statistics. Mm-hmm. Josh Allen has nobody, guys. Nobody. He does not have a DeAndre Hopkins. He does not have a Travis Kelce, okay? Hell, he don't even have an Xavier Worthy. The dude is so good, guys. When he's right... And you add the running element and the fact that, like, he can take on hits. And, as again, finished seasons, which, again, Joe Burrow has not at times because he has an injury history. It's unfortunate. But when you put all those things into the mix, I'm just like, okay, the Chiefs did this in 2022. Hey, let's take away some of the best top of the offense so that we can actually balance the roster out and get younger at certain positions. Well, the Buffalo Bills just did that this offseason, ladies and gentlemen. They are – again, still chasing the Chiefs, but replicating what the Chiefs did in their success in 2022 and 2023, where they trusted the quarterback to say, like, hey, man, you can get us through a season. We can give you, like, B-minus players, maybe C-plus skill position players. And he's so good that, guess what, kids are 8-2, and they're still in the mix. And even though I thought it was going to be a down year, Josh Allen right now is my MVP because he is making the most with the least amount of skill position players at playing at that high of a level, not named Patrick Mahomes.
Well, Nate, we appreciate it. You know, keep replicating your success from child one to child two and everything that goes well with that. We wish you nothing but the best and enjoy the in-season Super Bowl that is Buffalo, Kansas City this Sunday at 325.
Yes, sir. Can't wait. I guess I got to eat these Buffalo wings before the game.
And chocolate chip cookies.
Yep.
All right. Take care, Nate.
See you, Nate.
Yes. Thank you, guys.
This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
It's better over here.
Now at T-Mobile, get four 5G phones on us and four lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on a required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated, where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.